This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast on the 4th of June, 2024. Good morning, I'm Andy Eubank. The HAT podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news today, including the AgriNovus Field Atlas Explained and planting still not over in Indiana. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here too, predicting mostly dry today before much of the state gets rain tomorrow. And yesterday's grain and oilseed markets again moved lower. We have settlements and John Zanker market analysis on the HAT Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
AgriNovus looking to bring quote-unquote outsiders into ag and still some planting left to go. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today.
My name is Ryland Puckett. I am a junior at Ball State University currently, and I am majoring in chemistry.
Ryland was one of 12 college students from Indiana universities who toured Fair Oaks Pig Adventure and did a farm tour with West Lafayette-based SelinfTech last week. The event was part of AgriNovus Indiana's Field Atlas platform to build awareness of the ag bioscience industry and connect them with careers and on-farm experiences. Rylan explains why she was interested in joining.
As a first-generation student, there was not too much exposed to me about college or really what you can do. And being a chemistry major on top of that is such a broad major that you can do so much with. I really would just love to open my scope of what's actually available out here to me other than, you know, what we're used to hearing as, I don't know, just being in cosmetology lab or something like that. I want to make an impact.
After seeing the great care given to the pigs at Fair Oaks and the work being done with fertilizer and other nutrients, Ryland felt a spark for agriculture.
It honestly is breeding a want of innovation. Like, I want to be someone who can help to make our food life better or just anything that us humans use day to day. I now have a spark in me that's like, I can create something. Like, there are more ideas out here to be created. Like, we haven't capped out.
Ryland has opened her mind now to a future in the ag space and is interested in learning more about careers that align with her chemistry background. She encourages other students across Indiana to check out the Field Atlas program from AgriNovus so they can have a similar experience.
There is a hidden world literally under here. I can say I was one of the people who thought there was not much to agriculture or just the hard work that goes behind it. But after taking the tour today, I see there's a whole family, and it's a family that is looking to grow and is breeding creativity and innovation. There is so much room. I can see it. I can see the vision of agriculture growing and even how other people, if your major or interest is in agriculture, there is a place for you here that has been emphasized, and it is honestly comforting. As a chemistry major, you think there's nothing here for me. But there is. There's a spot for everyone here, and I love it.
In addition to Ball State, students from Purdue, IU, IUPUI, Indiana State, Manchester, Marion, and Franklin College joined the tour with majors like biology, food science, pharmacy, nutrition, and data science. Learn more about the Field Atlas program at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. While spring moisture has helped alleviate widespread drought in many areas, too much rain has caused farmers to fall behind on finishing their planting. CJ Miller has more.
We are certainly a long way from panic mode as far as I'm concerned.
And that's Brian Schrader, field agronomist with Pioneer. He says if you haven't quite finished all of your planting yet, the key is to remain patient.
Recent experience, 2019, would tell us if things cooperate weather-wise, we have the potential to have very good corn and very good soybeans, even with what we would consider to be a late planting window.
His best piece of advice for late corn planting?
It is 2024. We have lots of 16-row and 24-row planters. And so pedal down all the way till the minute that it rains. When you get another window, you can put a lot of corn in the ground in a hurry. The rule of thumb that I was taught by my father and uncle who farmed was an acre, a row, an hour. Well, that was a 6-row corn planter that you had to fill all the time. Today, my guess is it's probably twice, maybe more than that for a 24-row planter. So you can plant a lot of corn in a very short amount of time.
And what about Schrader's advice for late soybean planting?
Probably the one thing that you're going to want to consider is as we move later, you may want to up your population in soybeans a bit. Planted later, you're not going to have quite as many nodes per plant. So there is a need potentially to increase populations to ensure that we get those additional nodes per acre that we're going to need to get really good yields.
Get more late planting recommendations from Brian Schrader at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Restore, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Fairly straightforward forecast this morning. We have another sunny, warm, and dry day today for your Tuesday. May see a little bit of shower activity trying to sneak into southwest Indiana late this afternoon into evening, but most of the rest of the state waits till the overnight and through tomorrow to have our next round of moisture come in. A frontal boundary passes tomorrow. I'm saying a quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture over 100% of the Hoosier state in the Wednesday time frame, and then we clear out behind it relatively quickly and easily. Thursday turns out partly sunny. Friday, mixed clouds and sunshine. Going into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny and warm. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, partly to mostly sunny and dry. Next Wednesday, the 12th, we likely start to see some shower and thunderstorm activity building up into southern parts of Indiana. And then a frontal boundary will try and move through overnight into the 13th. The 12th into the 13th, that gives rain to 80% of the Hoosier state. Right now, I'm going to say anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch. But that's it. If this system holds the way we're seeing it right now, if the pattern holds, we are going to be looking at one of the longest back-to-back-to-back dry windows that we've seen all season to this point. We're talking from Thursday of this week through Wednesday of next week, maybe being completely dry here. That's going to be giving us an opportunity to finish up some of this lingering field work, whether it's haying. I've seen a lot of very tall hay fields in parts of the state just because they haven't been comfortable to put it down yet. So whether it's haying or finishing up planting or side dressing or what have you, the dry window of opportunity next week will be welcome, I think, in all parts of the state. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
corn, beans, and wheat all lower in a near risk-off day for commodities. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. We'll have those final numbers coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis to find out what happened as we open the week. And I got that at the end of trade from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. John, we open up the week on a positive note for wheat futures. Wait, that turned south, a 30-cent range of trade in wheat. And we end up with losses in corn, soybeans, and wheat, and really a risk-off attitude when you look all over the place. Equities, extremely weak. Crude oil, well, I think four-month lows there, and the grains and oil seeds followed.
Yes, I just, right before you called, I wrote down four-month low on crude oil. So definitely some weakness in the commodity, commodity business this morning, or this morning and afternoon. And yeah, we have that July wheat contract about 24 cents off its high. July corn is 6 cents off its high, so not quite as much damage there. Certainly a disappointing day in soybeans, but not overly shocking, all things considered. Andy, you know, I've been trying to be friendly corn here for the past few weeks, or at least a little less bearish, but I've seen some things that that I like in corn from an acreage perspective, and we planted some of these acres a little bit late, but a lot of the strength that I was hoping to see more of in corn was coming from wheat, and that wheat thing's kind of slipped away here. Now we've got wheat 46 cents off its high from early last week, so kind of a sharp pull down there, and that certainly had a negative effect on corn.
The corn and wheat export inspections did beat estimates, soybeans even at the high end of estimates. So a pretty good report overall, but it had no impact, seemingly.
No impact at all, unless maybe things could have been a little bit worse for corn especially. So good number for corn. And I think, what were we at, 54.1, and soybeans at 12.8, as you said, both better than expected, certainly that corn number. And But corn's just being sucked down with everything else right now. And, you know, we have some pretty darn good growing conditions going on right now. And if you're not a producer and you've been out and around driving in the country, especially around Lafayette, you've seen one of the better starts that we've ever had. So we're excited about that. Indiana in general in pretty good shape. And we're seeing some pretty good, I think we'll see some pretty good numbers from the USDA. Today is the first day that they'll release those progress reports or crop condition reports. So expect to see a pretty good number there. Not one of the better ones, just due to the fact that we're a little bit late in some of these areas.
Yeah, all of what you talked about seems to add up to pressure on corn and soybeans, the crop being off to a good start. It's not completely planted, but the trade kind of considers it planted for the most part. And I think you referenced some pretty good-looking June weather forecasts as well, so it appears good growing conditions will continue. That adds up to some pressure on the markets, no matter what wheat's doing.
Yes, if you drew up a two-week forecast for the Corn Belt, it'd be tough to do anything better than what we're currently seeing. We're going to have some sunshine. We're not going to have oppressive temperatures. We're going to have some delightful temperatures here in Indiana for the most part for the next 2 weeks. We have some intermittent rain and a lot of sunshine in between. So again, we're going to like what we see here 2 weeks from now. So, you know, I've been bearish soybeans for a long time. I just don't see anything there that's exciting me at all. Although Stone did back its Stone X backed its Brazilian production down to 149. USDA is at 154. So that's kind of expected, excuse me, given the flooding that we've seen in Rio Grande do Sul especially. But again, that's in the trade. You know, we're out of the export market in a for the most part, and will be here for the next several months. So we need to be cognizant. Certainly don't want any old crop beans hanging around here. New crop, you know, we're fairly far along with our pricing, and that 11.23 and three quarter low from back in February looms large right now, Andy. So that's still That's still 40 cents below where we are right now. So I'm afraid we have some downside potential, and we'll see that low tested if we don't see any weather concerns pop up here in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Market analysis from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities, and the number there is 866-837-9027. More numbers now. Settlements from Monday trade down 2.75. July corn going to 443.5. September 4.75 down at 449.25. And December dips to 462.75 down 4.25. 20.5 lower. July beans 1184.5. August 1182.5. 21 cents down. November contract almost 21 lower at 1163.75. July wheat 672.75 down. Down a nickel and 3/4. In the end, it was mixed meats, although the proteins were quiet and lower to start the session. June live cattle, 182.02, up 47 cents. June lean hogs, 93.65, down 70. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.